Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
I pray to Abba Yah, cause on his word I meditate. Keeping his commandments stay on my mind, and walking his statutes is my daily grind. All these years, Hashaytan been running game on them. Same deity, new name on them. Same wickedness, no shame on them. Yehoshua is gonna put that flame on them.
Meditate on Yah. Battle axe ready. The devil is a lie. I keep my trigger finger steady. Bullets is the word. That's the sword. It get heavy. Hashaytan slick. And the man's heart is messy. Disobey Yah. Kick from out our borders. I pray to Abba Yah for one accord and righteous order. Messiah coming back with an army for the slaughter. Eyes open, never sleeping in the days of Noah.
Meditate on Yah. Meditate on Yah.
Ain't no other coming near it. I study, show myself approved. Don't burn incense to turn to spirits. Many can't accept it. I want the same in retrospect. My father's house has many mansions, and he don't run no credit check. So store your treasures in the heavens. I gave an angel my deposit. Don't wait till that game's over. That eight ball in that corner pocket. And I'm feeling so fly, like I'm strapped to a rocket. Yah is the main power source, so let me point you to the socket. But they do not want to hear it. They hypnotized into robotic. When them clouds of heaven come, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Wanna hear them angels sing, to save you know it ain't a thing. Won't dash your foot against the stone, he'll bear you up on angel wings. Navigate without a compass, moving at the sound of trumpets. I went and stole my mind back, and Yahoshua was my accomplice. Just cause you an Israelite, no, that won't get you in alone. Cause Yah can raise the seed of Abraham from the stones alone.
Meditate on Yah.
The word of Yah, medicate. Praise Yah every day. Yell power, concentrate. It's relaxed, take your flake, stand firm, demonstrate. You hear not to tell, watch the Gentiles imitate. One law, one body, one leader, that's Messiah. Jeremiah 51, overcome Illuminati principalities. I move mountains with a pump, shoddy. Yah rebuke you, Hashaytan. Breath of life in my lungs. Fallen angels falling out from the smoke of Yah's gun. Yahoshua, HaMashiach, speaking with Yah's tongue. Cast demons out in his name, tell him where I'm from. 12 tribes standing tall, marching to a war drum. Kingdom come, righteous ones, chilling when it's all done. Keep the faith, keep focus, keep the law, don't go astray. Endure to the end, Yah willing, you'll see his face. Praise Yah, night and day, on this word I meditate.
Meditate.
All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's kind of what we want to do tonight. Meditate on Yah a little bit as we kind of go through this program tonight, because I know a lot of stuff is going on now. You know, a lot of things are going on, and a lot of us are out here trying to make sure that we try to figure out a way that we can raise us some food, you know, because we see what's going on with this shutdown by the government, this pandemic that they got going on here. And so, you know, it's time for us to, if we got any kind of corner or something that we can raise us some food, you know, we need to be probably on it now, so that in case, because we see the grocery foods in the grocery stores now are going up, you know, getting more and more expensive. And so we don't know when this thing, it might run out on us, you know, and we may have to fend for ourselves out here trying to make sure we got some food, something to eat. So with all of that going on, I am going to introduce myself. I'm Elder Yael, and we are with the elders, Hebrew Israelite elders show here. And we want to get this going tonight. And also with me is Elder Amakiah. Okay. And so we don't have our other elder with us tonight. He had some things that he had to do, Elder Eliah. So we just continue to keep him in prayer and pray that everything goes fine with him on that little project that he had to take care of today. So hallelujah for that. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And so, all right, all right. So with that being said, you could see the program that we titled it this tonight, the Hebrew Israelite Deliverance, okay? We did that because we know we are in that time. We read about Exodus that we're going to go through any time when Yah is ready for to bring us out, because he said, you know, after the 400 years, then he's going to judge the nation, and then he's, after that judgment, he's going to let us come out with much substance. So we, long as we keep that focus in focus, you know, we know that this is going to happen because Yah has said it's going to happen, you see. And all we got to do is look at his word. He told us even when he made that, when he told Abraham about the fact that he was going to bring us out, you know, Genesis, what, 15, verse 14. Yeah, we can look at that and we see what Yah has already said and see. So we can depend on that, we know. So we know a whole these Gentiles, of course, they in this whole uproar, you know, but it'd be nice if they can hear what we are saying too, you know, because we know they have had us 400 years under their thumb, you see. And so Yah said that we were going to be here afflicted for 400 years. But you see, they got to remember that 400 years didn't mean forever. It didn't mean throughout the rest of ceaseless ages of time. It meant the 400 years, and that's it. And now the 400 years has come, and it's gone, you see. And so now with us past the 400-year thing, we now see that we are in the time of freedom, jubilee, you see?
Yes.
We're in that
hallelujah.
Time for the children of Israel, and see, and we are excited about them, you see? And they might as well get that in their heads, because Yah has already said he would not allow them to keep us under slavery. This is it. It's over. That slavery thing is over for the children of Israel, you see?
Yes, hallelujah.
Turn back to Yah with all of our hearts and soul and mind, us and our children, you see, we don't have to worry. So no matter what they are trying to do, you see, we just got to be aware of what they are trying to do, and we can't let Satan trick us, you know,
no.
trick us by continually lying to us. We can't let this demon deceive us anymore, you see, because we have Yah's word, we have his promises, all of these things we have from Yah now, and Yah is opening up things for us, you see. That's why he told us, even in the book of Revelation, you know, he told us, Revelation 3, in verse 8, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, you see, and no one is able to shut it. You have a little power, yet have guarded my word and have not denied my name. And see, and so Yah, he knows of us, those of us, you know, who have guarded his word. In other words, who have paid close attention to his word. That's what he means. Guard my words, you see. And if we have paid close attention, no, we in no way in the world we would be denying his name, you see. And so that's what he sent. And so that door is open, and nobody can shut it. You know, no man can shut
no
it.
No one.
No one is able to shut it. So hallelujah for that.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, we're going to talk about some things we see our ancestors had gone through, okay? And we're going to do that. But in the meantime, before I go, let's get started. Elder, I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you want to, you want to come on up and, you know, bless us with the word. And then after that, I can come in and talk after that, if that's okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank Abba for Elder Yael and Elder Eliah, for Yah's blessing to be upon him. And certainly it is a blessing to always say something in behalf of Abba Yah and his son Yahushua. And this topic is certainly about Hebrew Israelite deliverance. And it's coming from Ezekiel 39:25 and through 29. And deliverance means the action of being rescued or set free. And certainly, we are living in that time right now. Yah promised his servants and made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we would be delivered out of the hands of our enemies and all them that hate us.
That's
hallelujah,
right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are in the eve of our deliverance. Many prophecies have been fulfilled already. And we go to Romans 13, 10, 14 through 10. 10 through 14. And it says, 10 says, love those, do no evil to a neighbor. Therefore is the love completion. That is, the love is the completion of the Torah. It says, and
that's
do
right.
this knowing that the time is already, the hour is to wake up from sleep. For now our deliverance is nearer than we believe. It
that's
says,
right.
the night is far advanced, and the day has come. So let us put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. So,
hallelujah.
You know, this is the time that we're living in. Our deliverance is at the door. And there are many
That's
scriptures.
Right.
Here's another scripture that talks about our deliverance. And this is found in Luke 21, 19 through 11. It says, it is about our deliverance, but it says, verse 9 says, but when you hear of fightings, unrest, be not alarmed, for these have to take place first. But the end is not immediately. 10th verse, it says, then he said to them, nations shall rise up against nations, and reigns against reign. And there shall be great earthquakes in various places, and scarcity of food. These things have already taken place. Earthquakes, volcanoes, storms, all sorts of things that fulfill the scriptures. He says, and deadly disease. They're trying to figure out what's happening. One doctor said about the so-called coronavirus, which is a plague, God's judgment is upon the face of this old earth.
That's right.
He says, let's see how many it kills. He called it a it. You know,
that's right.
He said that on the network news. You know, they don't know who they're fighting against. You know, they can't fight against Yah's judgment. Yah, we are at the eve of our deliverance. It says, and that's it right. shall be great scarcity of food and deadly diseases. And there shall be horrors and great signs in the heavens. We have, we've seen all of these things taking place already. Blood moons, earthquakes, horrors, fires, destroying millions and millions and millions of acres in Australia. He says, therefore, thus says the Master Yah, now I am going to bring back the captivity the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the house of Israel, and I will be jealous of my name. You know,
hallelujah.
Yah is jealous of his name. Jealousy is a feeling of showing suspicion of one's unfaithful relationship. Wow. You know, Yah don't want the enemy whispering in our ear.
That's
he doesn't want us flirting around with doctrines of devils whispering in our ears. Hawa, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Buddha, etc. All of these different doctrines, Yah is jealous of those things that that the people take heed to. You know, then in Exodus it says, 20 and 5, it says, do you not bow down to them, nor serve them? For I, Yah, your mighty one, am a jealous mighty one, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children of the third and the fourth generation to those that hate me. Hallelujah. I have a saying too, a cliche, say you might get by, but you won't get away. You know,
get away.
Yah, you will not get away, because the scripture says, be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. And it is reaping time now that people really don't understand what's happening in the world. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And verse 26 of Ezekiel says, after they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed unrest against me, it says, when they dwell safely in their land and no one made them afraid. Hey, when mm-hmm. when the people of Abba obeyed him, hey, they weren't afraid of anything. But
that's
their disobedience caused them for Yah to send them into many captivities. But Yah
mm-hmm.
is merciful. And the day that we are living, he said he's going to remember his covenant, you know, that he
that's
made
right.
with Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. He says,
mm-hmm.
when I have brought them again back
mm-hmm.
from the people and gathered them out of their enemy's land, that's exactly where we are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the land of our enemies right now. But
that's
we
right.
are at the condemnation of our deliverance. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. It
yeah.
says, I am set apart in them and in the
mm-hmm.
sight of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
It says, then shall they know that I am Yah, the Almighty One. I Yah shall die.
Mm-hmm.
The power which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathens. But
mm-hmm.
I gathered them into their own land and have left none of them there. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That day is fast approaching. That
mm-hmm.
prophecy is fulfilling right now. Yah is getting ready to redeem his people from all of this
mm-hmm.
madness that all of these Gentile nations are heaping upon us. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't get it. They really
mm-hmm.
don't know who they are fighting against, the judgment
That's
of
right.
Yah. You know, it
mm-hmm.
says, neither will I hide my face from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Yah
yeah.
has poured his spirit upon us, his wisdom,
right.
his knowledge, his Ruach HaKodesh set apart spirit rests
mm-hmm.
upon the nation of Israel as we are scattered out through the four corners of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Joel further says in this, it's Joel 2:28. It says,
mm-hmm.
after this it shall be that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons
mm-hmm.
and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Young
mm-hmm.
men shall see visions, and
mm-hmm.
also the male servants. And on the female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. It says
yeah.
the sun is turned into darkness. We have seen all of these things fulfilled. And the moon into blood moons, before
mm-hmm.
the coming of the great awesome day of Yah. It
mm.
says, it shall be that everyone that calls on the name of Yah shall be delivered. From Mount Zion to Jerusalem, there shall be an escape, as Yah has said, among survivors who calls, who Yah calls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know,
yes.
say many are called, but what few are chosen. And there's always a reason why somebody is not chosen. They either not
That's right.
to do the job, or their life don't fit the calling. Hey,
mm.
and Yah goes somewhere else. See, behold,
mm.
I stand at the door and knock. You know, he
mm-hmm.
goes to another heart and knock on that heart. You know, and
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, he knocks upon the hearts of men. And I'm
mm-hmm.
so grateful and thankful that he knocked on my heart. And I opened that door
Hallelujah.
When I found
Hallelujah.
Out the truth. You know, every one of us
mm-hmm.
that Yah knocked on the door of our hearts, we open it
mm-hmm.
up to him immediately. You know, when I
That's
found
right.
out who I was, who my people were, the Israelites, You know, man, I was so excited. I read that whole website in one day, I believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And start taking off everything that was not like Yah, you know. Hallelujah. And that's the joy of Yah. See, you know, he that keep his mind set on him is kept at perfect peace. And the joy of Yah is our strength. You know, if we would delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart. And certainly he has done that, you know, for all of us, you know, that consistently seek Yah. You know, he said, call upon me while I am near and while I can be found. You know, and only reason we can do that, we got to have that breath of life to do it. And we are doing that this day, calling upon Yah, you know, day and night, you know, that he touched the hearts of these people, you know, and all our loved ones and family and friends and the leaders of the nations, you know, Yah told us to pray for them, you know, for governors, you know, for those who sit in the seat of authority, that we live peaceable lives. And we just don't say that, we do it, you know.
That's right.
It says,
hallelujah.
It says, these same verses is also spoken in Acts 2nd chapter 2 and 2nd Acts 2, 16 and the 2nd verse. They are mentioned in Joel 2nd chapter 28 through 32. Now, Psalms 83 is a prayer of deliverance. You know, it is a prayer of deliverance. And it says, that's 1 through 7, and it says, O Yah, do not remain silent. Do not be speechless. And do not be still, O Yah. For look, your enemies have made an uproar, and those hating you have lifted up their head. And certainly they have done just that. Because they trust in the God of this world. And they are all blind. You know, they are under a God spell. You know,
that's
not the good news. Okay, they are under a God spell. That's why they have all of that written on their money. In God we trust. If it's you, in whose God you trust. You know, it says, and that's why they are so blind. Say the God of this world has, if our good news is be hidden, it is hidden to those that the God of this world has blinded the minds, you know, that
that's
they cannot even receive the truth. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, the craftily plot against your people and conspire against the treasured ones. And the KGB say it's hidden ones. And they do conspire. They haven't stopped. You know?
That's right.
Everything they try to bring our name to a demise. You know? And
that's right.
Every Israelite camp that's out there, they say we belong to them. You know, all those agents in different camps, you know, that saying all kind of weird and crazy stuff, you know. And that kind of blinds the minds of the people when you say, when you try to give them the truth and say you are Israelite, that's the first thing pop up in their mind, you know. You belong to that cult, you know. And that's the work of the enemy, you know.
That's right. Is
the work of the enemy, for them not to receive the truth. Says, that's what that's all about, you know. That whispering demon gets in their ear, you know, and turn them away from the truth. You know, so many people, I know everyone, you all have given them the truth, and you never hear from them again. And
that's
some of them be so excited about it, but that fulfills that parable about the seed. You know, some seed fell on good ground, some fell on dust on the ground, some fella, you know, and the birds came and took it away. That is the word of Abba. You know, they get excited
right.
for a while, and then you never hear from them again. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It says, they have said, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Whoa, boy, how horrific is that, you know? When I came up as a youngster during the 60s, they were talking about sending everybody back to Africa. didn't want anything to do with us. You know, send them so-and-sos back to Africa, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say, what? And I used to wonder, why in the world they hate us so much? I haven't done nothing. My
That's
family
right.
didn't raise me up to hate nobody, you know.
That's
you
right.
never did
That's
hear
right.
hear them calling them out of their name, you know.
That's right.
So I thank Abba for that, you know. I wasn't
uh-huh.
raised up as my parents to love, you know. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
He says, for they have conspired with one heart. With one heart, they have made a covenant against you. Wow.
Absolutely.
That is, you know, and that's the way that most of the Gentile nation is, you know.
That's right.
They have made a covenant, an agreement. You know, in every respect. That's why they got that big Statue of Liberty sitting out there. Freedom from Yah. That's what it means. You know, worship who you want to worship. You know, they done made a covenant, you know, against Yah. And they haven't changed it either. They haven't changed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, hey, it's... We are at the eve of our deliverance. You know, all we have to do is hold fast to this truth, you know, and give it up. It says, verse, and I'm going to skip, and this is still in Psalms, too. This is taking place, too. This is in Psalms, the same Psalm, 83, and you go 13 through 18. It says, oh, my Yah, make them as a whirling dust, as stubble before the wind, as fire consumes a forest. We've seen all of that take place already. And flames set a mountain on fire. We've seen that already taking place already. It says, so pursue them with a whirlwind. And frighten them with your storm. Ooh-wee. You see those tornadoes touching down and killing up people and storms everywhere. They're frightful and fearful. You know?
Oh, yes.
But that's Yah's judgment. I think it's somewhere in Jeremiah, too. He said, my judgment rides upon the whirlwind. Hallelujah. You know, and that's what's taking place around the world.
That's right.
You know, they fill their faces with shame and let them seek your name, oh Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's all they have to do is turn. What they need to be doing right now is repenting. You know,
right.
I'm praying that Yah send one of his righteous servants to some of these political politics, I call them, pile of blood-sucking ticks. Okay. That's my acronym for them. You know, Yah sent some of his righteous servant to them that they hear the truth, you know. It says, let them be ashamed and alarmed forever, and let them become abashed. That's the same as saying ashamed, you know. It says abashed means to make someone feel embarrassed, you know. It says, hallelujah. It says, and let them know that you, whose name is Yah, You alone are the Most High over the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I have. And Yah add a blessing to the reading of his word and the hearing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Elder. You know, that was so beautiful. That was good, you know, because
Hallelujah.
This is what the world needs to be hearing now, you see, because these Gentiles, first of all, they're going crazy because they don't know what to do. They're panicking, you know. I could see they're losing it. They're in the grip, you know, because they don't have the control. They don't have the control that they thought they had now, you know. All that's been pretty much taken away from them, you know. And that's why I don't mind making sure whenever chance I get, I don't mind letting them know that you don't have no more control over me, you see.
Okay.
Hallelujah. You can pass any kind of old stupid law that you want to. You can't force me.
Okay.
You might try to make me and so forth, but you would have to go further than, you know, you might want to go. Else you might wind up in trouble trying to force me to obey something that is in conflict with my Father, Yah.
Okay, hallelujah. That's right.
So that's what I'm talking about, and I feel I have the confidence to be able to speak that word because, you know, we are Yah's servant. That's who we are.
We are his servants. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. And we are not, they can't claim that they belong to us. And that's what really gets me now, somebody like Bill Gates, you know, sitting back, wants to continue acting like they own the world, you see? Acting like that, you know? When scripture plainly says in Psalms 24, the earth belongs to Yah. And
Yah,
all
and
that
fullness there.
That's it. That's it. The world and those who dwell in it, for he has founded it upon the seas and upon the waters. He does establish it. You see?
Hallelujah.
This is a message that old Bill Gates needs to get in his head. I ain't got to never think you're going to come out and force me to take your little nasty poison that you have been utilizing over there.
Not so.
In Africa. You see what I mean? Utilizing, been killing people all of these years. And now all of a sudden, you think you can raise your neck up? Man, you better get out the way before you get your neck cut off by Yah. You see? So that's what I'm saying. Because that kind of stuff that they do, you know, it just, I can see it. I can see it from the scripture that you just read, you see? Well, look, your enemies making up rules. You see, it tells us right there in Psalms 83. And those hating you have lifted up their heads. Some old something like Bill Gates, that old Fauci person, and anybody else that is part of their group, the Bilderbergs, the people like that, you know, all of those demons, you know, they done lifted up their old nasty heads now, you know.
They sure have.
But y'all got something for them. He's going to take care of them, you see. Because one thing that was exciting to me, you know, Bill Gates, he thinks he's so smart, he's afraid, apparently, to even live on land now. He lives out in the water somewhere, on a boat.
Wow.
That's where he lives. And when I heard that, I want to make sure, hopefully, he get this message here, you see, because he ain't hiding from Yah. In Revelation 15:3, it tells us, and the second messenger poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead one, every living creature in the sea died. So he's a he's like a walking dead man already. You see?
Already.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before they cover him up, you know, with the earth, you know, because that's what Yah has already said, you see, because he said about the seven last plagues,
seven of them,
will be ended in them, you see, and when these babies come, the very thing he's trying to force the people to take is that mark, you see. His chip that he's going to try to sneak on in on them. So that's why I say it's dangerous. We got to watch out, make sure we don't let these devils trick us. You see, because they're full of trickery, And they want to trick you and make you think that you need to be afraid of them because of what they will do to you if you don't take them off. No, and I'm going to tell them, like, I'm ready to stand up before them and tell them just like the three Hebrew boys told Nebuchadnezzar, we're not even concerned about what you expect of us. You know, we're not even concerned because we know Yah.
Not at all.
Yah is the one. If he chooses to let this thing go down, then we still will not bow down to your image and worship it, no matter what. See? So that's what I'm trying to let him know. Because if he's sitting over there with his self, thinking that he's going to frighten people into, or he's going to force to make you do something. Who gave you that authority anyway? You know, nobody. Authorize yourself, thinking you can raise up and force people to take your mess, your nasty poison that you and your people over there that's working with you done came up with. Just because you're running scared. Now, you know your end is here. You see? Because it tells us the time of the Gentiles will eventually end, will come to an end. And the big sign is the fact that we have came to the end of our 400-year persecution and so forth. 400-year curse and all that. You see? And we survived. You see? But you ain't going to survive your time. As the scripture tells me, you know, all I got to do is look at the book of Jeremiah, okay? Jeremiah chapter 30. What does it tell me about you, old Bill Gates? You know, Mr. Think I Got It Down Now, and nobody can stop me. Okay, Jeremiah 30. For I am with you, declares Yah, to save you, talking to us. Though I make a complete end of all nations. You see that? Yah said he's in them, all of them, okay? Where I have scattered you, all of those nations, but yet I do not make a complete end of you. But I still, you see, so Yah is not going to make a perfect. In other words, when I look at that and hear Yah saying that, he's telling me the nation of Israel is already here forever, never to be destroyed.
Forever.
Because he said, I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, but yet I do not make a complete end of you. You see? Now I got something to brag about, you see? Because God has already said he will not make a complete end of us. Yeah, he said, but I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished because we have sinned. We've done things that we shouldn't have done. But thus say, Yah, your breach is incurable. Your wound is grievous, you see? But yet, he's going to straighten that out. He said, I'm going to reprove you, see? So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These demons out there are thinking that they're going to use fear and force us to do things because they want to shut us out of the kingdom. They know it. And that's why they came up with this nasty junk, you know, the mark. But the scripture tells us, hey, be careful. Don't worry about it. This is the number of a man. The 666 junk, that is the number of a man. And he tells us, here's the wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. You see? So Yah has opened up this knowledge and this wisdom to us now. He has opened it up, and we know who these demons are now. We can point them out. Tell the world that's who they are. You know, share, don't shun them. Don't allow them to do anything for you till you are anything. Kick them out of your life right now. That's why speaking to Africa over there, they're waking up because they see what these demons, you know, the old Bill Gates and his wife and everybody else that is part of them, you know, the things that they have done all of these years. All these years I've been looking at this TV, looking at the noise, the messages that have been coming out from Africa, thinking that, wow, you know, they had almost had me going there, you know. And but these people had already declared war on those folks, right in our face, you know, warring against them, trying to destroy them right in the face of us, you see. But now light is coming to the world, light is coming in now, and, you know, we don't have to stand back and just let these things come in and do these dirty things that they do, you know, because they filthy and they are filthy, filthy, you see. So I'm going to take a look at a little bit of Abram's life before Yah changed his name to Abraham. He was Abram, you see, and we know that. But and the time of that I'm going to come into his life was when after he had kind of gotten old, got grown, okay? And it says in the 50th year of the life of Abram. Now, I got this here from the book of Jasher, okay? And I want to just kind of look at this. It does relate to our time now. The things that we are going through, you know, we can relate now. Because it says here, Abram came forth from the house of Noah and went to his father's house. Okay? See, Abram got a chance to be trained and schooled a while by Noah and Shem, his brother. I mean, his uncle, you see? And Abram knew that Yah, he knew Yah, and he went in his ways and instructions, and Yah, his mighty one, was with him. Yah was with Abram. And Terah, his father, was in those days still captain of the host of King Nimrod, and he still followed strange gods. Okay? That's what he followed. Mm-hmm. And Abram came to his father's house and saw 12 gods standing there in their temples. In the anger of Abram was kindled when he saw these images in his father's house. You see, imagine Noah and Shem had been teaching Abram, and he comes back to his father's house, and this is what he sees. And Abram said, as Yah liveth, these images shall not remain in my father's house. So shall the mighty one, the Father who created me, do unto me if in 3 days' time I do not break them all. You see? So Abram was serious. He was serious about this, you know?
Yeah.
And he saw that going on in his father's house. He couldn't have that.
Hallelujah.
And Abram went from them, and his anger burned within him. And Abram hastened and went from the chamber to his father's outer court. And he found his father sitting in the court and all his servants with him. And Abram came and sat before him. And Abram asked his father, saying, Father, tell me, where is the Most High, Yah, who created heaven and earth and all the sons of men upon earth, okay, and who created thee and me? And Terah answered his son Abram and said, now Terah he's referring to his false gods, his idols that, you know, he was bowing down to. And so he said, all, behold, those who created us are all with us in the house. Talking about those false idols. And Abram said to his father, my father, show them to me, I pray thee. And Terah brought Abram into the chamber of the inner court, and Abram saw, and behold, the whole room was full of gods of wood and stone, 12 great images, and others less than they without number. Can you imagine that? Abram, when he saw that, he said, no. And Terah said to his son, behold, these are they which made all thou seest upon earth. Can you imagine that? And which created me and thee and all mankind. Think about this now. Because, see, Abram, when I see this, look at this, further down in his story, he's going to make his father admit the truth. He's going to set his father up in a way that his father will admit that these things are nothing more than images. They're just false gods. They have no power to do nothing. Because he says, and Terah bowed down to this, to his gods. And he then went away from them, and Abram, his son, went away with him. And when Abram had gone from them, he went to his mother and sat before her. And he said to his mother, behold, my father has shown me those who made heaven and earth. Abram knew better, though. Now, he's saying this, but he set this thing up. He got to deal with this in a way, in a smart way, you see. And all the sons of men, okay, now, therefore, hasten and fetch a kid from the flock and make of it savory meat, that I may bring it to my father's God as an offering for him to eat. He's going to check this out. He's got to test this thing. He got to make sure what he's about to do. He'll have something to back him up, because he says, perhaps I may thereby become acceptable to them. All right? Yeah, you know what he's saying. And his mother did so, and she fetched a kid and made savory meat thereof and brought it to Abram. Okay? And Abram took the savory meat from his mother and brought it before his father's God. And he drew nigh to them that they might eat. And Terah, his father, did not know it. He didn't know what Abram was doing, but Abram was smart. He learned. He's setting this up. He's setting this up because he knew he's going to get his father for this, having these things in his house, deceiving all of the other people that he's coming in contact with, you know, destroying their minds. And then he says that Abram saw on the day when he was sitting amongst them that they had no voice, no hearing, no motion, and not one of them could stretch hand to eat. he just was amazed. He said, wait a minute, something ain't right about this. Now, I know. It's okay. And he said, okay. Abram mocked them and said, surely the savory meat that I prepared has not pleased them, or perhaps it was too little for them, and for that reason they would not eat, okay? Therefore, tomorrow I will prepare fresh savory meat, better and more plentiful than this, in order that I may see the result, okay? And it was on the next day that Abram directed his mother again concerning the savory meat, and his mother rose and fetched three fine kids from the flock. And she made of them some excellent savory meat, such as her son was fond of. And she gave it to her son Abram, and Terah, his father, did not know it. Okay? So he's doing these things because he's going to put this, he's going to show you. He's going to show you what's going on here. And Abram took the sacred meat from his mother and brought it before his father's gods into the chamber. And he came nigh unto them that day, might eat. He said that they might eat. And he placed it before them, and Abram sat down all day, thinking perhaps they might eat, all right? And Abram viewed them, and behold, they had neither voice nor hearing, nor did one of them stretch forth his hand to the meat to eat. And in the evening of that day, in that house, Abram was filled with the Spirit of Yah. Okay? He said, wait a minute, enough is enough. And he called out and said, woe unto my father and this wicked generation, those whose hearts are all inclined to vanity, who serve these idols of wood and stone, which can neither eat, smell, hear, nor speak. You see? Who have mouths without speech, eyes without sight, ears without hearing, hands without feeling,
yes,
and legs which cannot move. Like them are those that make them, and that trust in them. That's how people, that's you, because you made them, that's how you are. You're just like them. And when Abram saw all these things, his anger was kindled against his father, and he hastened and took a hatchet in his hand and came unto the chamber of the god, and he broke all his father's gods. You see, he wasn't playing.
Wow.
He wasn't joking. You see, he said, I'm not going to have this kind of worship, this kind of stuff. You see, and when he had done breaking the images, he placed the hatchet in the hand of the great of God, or I should say the bigger God, which was
okay
there before them. And he went out, and Terah, his father, came home. For he had heard at the door the sound of the striking of the hatchet to Terah. So Terah came into the house to know what this was about. He wants to see what's going on. I hear this noise going on in my God, in my house where I got my images there, so forth. And Terah, having heard the noise of the hatchet in the room of images, ran to the room, to the images, and he met Abram going out. And Terah entered the room and found all the idols fallen down and broken, and the hatchet in the hand of the largest, which was not broken, and the savory meat, which Abram, his son, had made, was still before them. Nothing happened. They can't do nothing. Okay? Dead idols, just nothing. And when Terah saw this, his anger was greatly kindled, and he hastened and went from the room of Abram to Abram. And he found Abram, his son, still sitting in the house, and he said to him, what is this work you have done to my God? Mm-mm-mm. And, of course, Abram answered Terah, his father, and he said, not so, my father, for I brought savory before them, and when I came, that they might, to them, to with the meat that they might eat, they all at once stretched out their hands to eat before the great one had put his hand to it. You see, he had to face it away to get his father talking. Now watch this, watch what his father did. And because Abram said, and the large one saw their words that they did before him, and his anger was violently kindled, and he went and took the hatchet and was in the house and came to them and broke them all. And behold, the hatchet is yet in his hand, as thou seest. Okay. So and Terah anger was kindled against his son, because see, number one, Terah know that was a lie. He knew it. He knew it. He knew it.
Yeah.
Abraham, Abram,
who
had to make up something because Abram had destroyed his gods. But this was designed. This was designed for Abram to get his father to see how stupid he was bowing down to these images. Because it says, when he spoke to, and Terah said to Abram, his son, in his anger, "What is this tale that thou hast told? Thou speakest lies to me."
Mm-hmm.
And then, is there in these gods spirit? Even Terah now admitting, is there spirit in there? Soul or power to do all thou hast told me? Are they not wood and stone? See what I mean? And here he is bowed down to that stuff. And have I not myself made them? And canst thou speak such lies, saying thou that the large God that was with them smote them? It is thou that did place these hatchets in his hand. And thou sayest, he smote them all. You see what I mean? So there it is. Abram now then got his father to admit that he was worshiping something something that was lifeless. He wasn't worshiping anything that could do anything for him. You know?
Hallelujah.
And Abram, you see? And Abram answered his father and said to him, "And how canst thou then serve these idols in whom there is no power to do anything? How in the world can you sit there and serve them? Can those idols in which thou trustest deliver thee? Can they hear thy prayers when thou callest upon them? Can they deliver thee from the hands of thy enemies? Or will they fight thy battles for thee against thy enemies, that thou shouldest serve wood and stone, which can neither speak nor hear?" You see?
Okay.
There it is. See, so Abraham sent to teach his father something. Teach him. Show him.
Hallelujah.
You see? And now,
hallelujah.
Surely it is not. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is not good for thee, nor for the sons of men. See, Abram was looking further than even past him. Sons of men that are connected with thee. You see, because Terah was a high-ranking officer in Nimrod's administration.
Yep.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, and to do these things, are you so silly, so foolish, or so short of understanding that you will serve wood and stone and do after this manner? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, Abram had to straighten his father out. And it didn't matter. He had to do what he had to do. And forget God who made heaven and earth and who created you in the earth and thereby bring the great evil upon your souls in this matter by serving stone and wood? Did not our fathers, see, Noah and Shem had taught Abram about his own ancestors. Because he said, did not our fathers in days of old sin in this matter, you see? And the father of the universe brought the waters of the flood upon them and destroyed the whole earth. You see? So Abram had to wake his father up. Opening his eyes, because this is what he's doing. He's blinding himself and blinding everybody that was underneath him, you know, because he's following this idol worship, you see. And now, can you continue to do this and serve gods of wood and stone who cannot hear or speak or deliver you from oppression, thereby bringing down the anger of Yah and the universe upon you? You see? And he had to let him see what error that he was in. Boy, you're not in this by yourself. You're doing all the people that are under you, that are looking to you to be their leader, you know? Now, therefore, my father, refrain from this and bring not evil upon thy soul. and the souls of thy household. And bring, and Abram hastened and sprang from before his father and took the hatchet from his father's largest idol, which with which Abram broke and ran away. And Terah, seeing all that Abram had done, hastened to go from his house. And he went to the king. Now, look what your own relatives will do to you, okay? Now, when I got to this,
yes,
this is where I said, okay, see, we have to be careful, because our own relatives may be the very one that turn us in for anything. Just, you know, may cause, do whatever they think is they should do to and find out
that right.
We find ourselves in trouble or being hunted down or whatever by the powers to be. You see? Because he came before Nimrod and stood before him, and he bowed down to the king, and the king said, "What dost thou want?" Okay? And he said, "I beseech thee, my king, to hear me now." Okay? 50 years a child was born to me, and thus has he done to my God, and thus has he spoken. And now, therefore, my king, send for him that he may come before thee and judge him according to the law, that we may be delivered from evil. You see? So there it is. Now, I could read through it, but I tell you what, this here story, as you go on, you will see this brought Abraham to the point where he had to rebuke the king. He didn't flinch about it. He just let the king himself know how stupid this is, you see? And so when he did that, of course, he's, you know, got himself in trouble, you see? And also he wound up being exposed to who he really was to the king, because those people that was with him during the time he was born, when this Yah showed them this big star rising from the east that swallowed up the four stars from the four corners, you know, that's just, you know, he was the one that Nimrod wanted to kill, tried to kill, you see? And his father had to use one of his handmaids to deceive Nimrod. You know, Nimrod took the thing and just took the baby and just threw it on the floor and smushed it.
Right.
You know, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see this, this is what, you know, we could see if we could relate this to, you know, our time now, because when he wound up in the fiery furnace, you see, Yah was still with him. Yah was with him. See? And so that's why when I look at the word here, especially in Psalms 22, verse 4, our fathers trusted in you. Okay? They trusted and you delivered them. You see? They cried to you and were delivered.
Hallelujah.
They trusted in you and were not ashamed. You see? So Abram,
hallelujah,
was thrown in the fiery furnace by Nimrod and his servants and his people, and nothing happened to Abram. He didn't even, he came out,
that's
and
right,
he didn't get burned, and nothing. You see? He walked through that fiery furnace, just like. And I could see, this is why, see, we could see the three Hebrew boys went had the same experience come later
same
on in their life.
Experience.
And now, if we come on down to our time, when I looked at this, it reminded me of this 5G garbage that they got out there.
Okay.
They're putting that out there for us to destroy us. They're putting it in our neighborhood, too, the brews. That's where they're establishing this stuff. And of course, they got us all shut down, because at night, they be constantly putting these things up on every corner, every chance, every place they can put them to in your neighborhood. And what this thing does, it put out microwave waves into the air, okay? In other words, that 5G stuff that it puts out, it poisons, it kills, it destroys your cells. it poisons us. That's what he does. You know, this one here to me, it's worse than the fire furnace, because they're trying to suck us, a whole bunch of us, in at the same time. Whole lot of us. Especially in the big cities, is where they're setting these things up. You see? But of course, they're going to lie to us that it's the coronavirus, but it's them all the time with these 5G stuff, putting it out there to poison you, to hurt you, to make you sick, because it starts, I understand, that stuff will start in your kidneys, the cells that are in your kidneys, you know? And the next thing you know, you find yourself having kidney problems and so forth. Now you got to go to them to help you, because now you're sick, and now they got a chance to, you know, dope you really on up, you know? So that's what I'm saying. This relates to us, just that story about Abram, what he went through, our father Abraham, you see? We got to become aware of what to do with this stuff. I know I was listening to one brew that was out. She gave me a site that I could go to, that we could go to, and you could put it on. It's a free site that you could put it on your cell phone, and wherever you are, you could turn it on, and you could tell if your house are being bombarded with that G5 wave, okay? And I could send that to you. You know, in fact, I'll probably go ahead and do it to you for tomorrow. But anyway, you just download it on your phone.
You download it
on your phone. Everybody that you know, make sure, you know, so that you can know whether or not they turn these things up, these 5G things, because they can turn them up and they can turn them down. And in the black neighborhood, you can see a lot of places they got these things on high, so that, you know, you can tell that stuff is messing with you, because, you know, they designed it so to take it about 5 or 6 months or so before it really, really, so before you realize how affected you've been by this 5G technology that they got out there, you see? And so that's what they're doing to us. But I understand if you drink teas, herbal teas, as often as you can. Ginger, make sure you get you some ginger, and get you some lemon, and so forth. And coffee, black coffee. I drink it black. I don't put nothing in it. And that's supposed to also be good, too, you see, and to protect yourself so that you cannot be affected that easy by this 5G, you know. So, because they have already lit the fiery furnace. They've already lit it so that we could be, you know, catching the burns right now, you see? And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to make sure. I got that site. I got it downloaded on my cell phone. So anytime I come home or go to my office or something like that, I could take a quick look to see how high the 5G microwave waves are bombarding where I'm at, you see? Is it being pumped? Is it moderate, or is it mild, or is it high? You see?
Wow.
So you can do that. You can check that. You want to definitely get that site so that you can always keep an eye on what's going on in your surroundings. Because if you're located in an area where it's being kicked up, where that thing is all turned up, because she was in her truck outside riding through the neighborhood, and she could spot every time everywhere they had put this 5G tower. And she drove to up close near one, and she just kept her window closed in her vehicle, and she turned her cell phone off. That thing was over 360-something, she said, you know? 260, yeah, about 260. That was high. It was high. You see?
Whoa.
Super high. Yes, uh-huh. And so that's 260%? Yeah. You see? So this is what I'm saying. This is what the devil is doing now. Because they know most people ain't going to accept this garbage that Bill Gates has come up with, especially after seeing the people over in Africa all of these years, what he, his crowd, his army, his people that they have done to the people over there, sterilized women, you know, without even letting them know what they're doing to them, lying to them, lying before their face, you see, giving them these shots and so forth, you see. So the devil, these Gentiles, like I keep saying myself, that they have declared war on the people of color out here. And they really have, they serious, because they have anted up their thing now. They've jacked it up now because they know, see, the 400 years is up. So now they're trying to come up with all of this stuff that they can force you to do, you see? And so that's why Yah warned us in Revelation about this stuff.
Hallelujah.
He warned us, and all we got to do is now he not only just warning us, but now he's showing us who the person is, who the man of sin is. And I think that's what we're going to talk about next week when we got Elder Yelaya on. We're going to be looking at this mark, the man that's got the mark, the number that it applies to. We want to see all of these things. So, there won't be no guessing about who this person is, because the scripture tells us it is the number of a man. That means it is a it's a demonic possessed man that got this thing, you see, in our face, and he's out there trying to trick or do whatever he can do to force us to get the government to he want to move the hand of the government to make them come down on those who refuse his mark, his mess, you know. And so we're going to talk about that clown, you see, because it says here in Revelation 13, verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, and rich and poor, and free and slave, to be given a mark upon their right hand or upon their forehead. See? So we want to expose that reaction so that we can know who he is and we can get around him. He's done it. You know, or if he get too close to us, we might be able to do some damage to him, you know, some kind of way. So hallelujah. So I just want to go over that tonight, if I could, as much of it as I could, you know, so that we can kind of see how this relates to us. Everything they used to do, there's nothing new under the sun, just like, you know, scripture tells us, you know, how they had been done, the righteous nation of Israel. All the way down from Abraham, you know?
Yes.
Righteous Abraham, you know? All the way down to us, you see? And I think it's time for us people, you know, to come together, you know, because divided we stand, but together, I mean, divided we fall. Together we stand.
Hallelujah.
I think we'll be a much more powerful force if enough of us, you know, can see this thing and just come against it. Just say, you're not going to put that on us, you know. I don't care who you think you are, you know, just confuse them, you know, because we've seen how they have tried this, you know, of course, in Daniel's life and in the lion's den, you know, in Abraham's life and also in the three Hebrew boys. We've seen things that these people allow themselves to be led by Satan to come against the righteous, you know, just like you read in Psalms 83. You see, is that, you know, that ain't no joke. That's a fact,
none,
you know.
Not at all.
And you know, and so we got to be aware of these things, and we got to do what Yah allows us to do. You see, because he said, "You are my battle axe. You are my battle axe. We is." So you know, who knows? Who knows what we might do? You know, he might want us to do, because if we look at Psalms 91, you know, we could see some get a hint, you know, about how Yah maybe close the time for that time for him to for us to be able to put a thousand that will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come to you.
Right hand, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the wrong one. You see? So that's what we got to be able to know, that with Yah, we are a force that, you know, no weapon formed against us will prosper. You see? Just got to hold on to Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Elder, if you got anything else you want to bring, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let you have the floor.
I was, I'll read this, these scriptures too from, let me see here, get it back, from Luke, first chapter, and from the 68th verse, I think, through 70 through 80.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it reads,
okay.
Blessed be Yah of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his set-apart prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his set apart covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear and set apartness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. It says, and the child shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you shall go before his face and prepare his ways to give knowledge of salvation unto his people for by the remission of their sins. The tender mercy of our Yah, whereby the day spring for on high had visited us to give the light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace, and to and the child grew with wax strong in the ruach and in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Hallelujah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, because he has, you know, he has given us everything that we need, and we're going to need.
Everything.
We just got to trust him and get rid of this double mindset. Because he said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we want to get rid of that so that we can be perfect, righteous before Yah. When it comes
Hallelujah.
To us making a decision, because these demons are going to try us. They're going to try us, you know. And since we know that, that's why it's good to remember everything that Yah has promised and told us, you see. Because you know, we know he said there's going to be a time, you know, that he's going to trouble. He's going to, we might be tried. Because he tells us in Revelation 3, it says, verse 2. That because you have guarded my word of endurance, I also shall guard you the hour of your trial, which shall come upon all the world to try those who dwell on the earth. You see? So it's important that we just hold on, stay with his word, keep understanding, listening to what he's saying, what he's telling us and instructing us to do, you know. And if we know that we are his battle axe, you know, it's best that
we
especially, you know, get right. There you go. Be armed. Be ready. Be ready. You see? Because you just never know. Just never know. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. So,
Hallelujah.
So, with that being said, Elder, I guess we can go ahead and call of the day.
Yes.
Again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we want to let you know, if you're in the room and want to, you know, touch bases with us, want to have something to say to us, if you're on your cell phone or something like that, just press 1, and a question mark will come up in here where we're at, and we can bring you right on, okay? And you're very welcome to do that anytime, okay? And the number that you call to speak with us here in the room here, 657-383-1495, okay? That's 657-383-1495, okay? All right, then. All right. So with that being said, number, we're going to go ahead on and say our shalom, and
yes,
you know, Yah bless each and everyone who is listening to us tonight. All right. Yes.
Shalom, elders.
Hallelujah. So, okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, then. All right, then. We're going to go ahead and call it a night, and we will be back on next third day of the week, okay? Don't forget, that's the Tuesday night, so-called Tuesday night, they say. And anyway, don't forget, and just join us again, and feel free if you got something that you want to say, speak to the people out there, okay? So, all right, so we're going to get ready and close it on out with a beautiful set apart musical tune, okay?
And hallelujah. Here we go.
All right. Hallelujah. Shalom. There we go.
Shalom.
Again with ships, by the way whereof I speak unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. Egypt. Yeah, man. This is talking about the spiritual Egypt, America, the house of bondage.
Oh, that's how our Western journey began.
Yeah, man. Israel gone captivity for breaking your law. We were driven out of Israel by the Roman Empire. Seek some refuge in our West Africa. Then the Arab and the Amite sold us to Israel. Then focus on the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire on the slave master. But the scripture said you must be a fierce slaughter. For the iniquities of your forefathers.
Okay.